Introduction, Part 4. Getting started. Installing and configuring Linux. The best way to learn is by doing, so don't be intimidated. Just go along with the instructions and you'll come out the other side. Before you dive into the installation process, let's make sure you're well prepared. Think of this as picking the right instrument and learning how to tune it properly and getting ready for your first music lesson. Step one is going to be hardware compatibility. Your computer system is the instrument you'll be training on. We'll learn how to tune it and make sure it's ready for our lesson. And while it's unlikely that it's incompatible, considering Linux runs on hardware as old as an Intel 8486DX from 1989, however, double check that any customer specialized hardware components are compatible with your chosen Linux distribution. Most modern distributions like Ubuntu or Rocky support a wide range of hardware. A quick search on your distribution's website or forums can save you from unexpected issues. Number two is going to be backing up your data. Just like safeguarding your sheet music and notes, backing up your important files is crucial if you're installing Linux on a system with existing data. Use an external drive or cloud storage to keep your files safe. This way, you won't lose any precious memories or important documents if an error occurs during the installation. Number three, choose a distribution. Selecting a Linux distribution is like choosing a genre of music you will practice. Popular choices include things such as Ubuntu, Rocky, Debian, Alpine, Arch. Each has its own cadence and caters to different needs. Whether you're a beginner or a seasoned pro, pick a distribution that matches your preferences and intended use of your system.